Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. This is Amanda Grace here, coming on with you for just a moment to say a few words here. So hello to everybody jumping on. Welcome. We invite the presence of the Lord in, Ruach Elohim and Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, in to have your way right now, Father. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God, as we come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And Father, we just pray by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first, and allow me the humble privilege, Father, of being a vessel of your power. And Lord, just take all the glory for yourself. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore. Your son, Jesus Christ, who made the sacrifice at Calvary, sits at your right hand, ruling and reigning. He is our advocate without ceasing, Father. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, hello everyone. I'm just coming on for a few minutes because we are about 8 days into the new year, and happy new year to everybody. I wanted to read to you a couple of scriptures and just say a few words. So this is going to be very fast. And first one is Psalm 107:9. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good. Psalm 33, verses 18 through 22. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, on those who hope confidently in his compassion and loving kindness, to rescue their lives from death and to keep them alive in famine. We wait expectantly for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for in him our heart rejoices because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion as we have hoped in you. Our hope is most certainly in the Lord right now with what we have seen happening in this first 8 days going into the new year. And I wanted to read you some scriptures that had about the soul. Also, we also see in scripture in the New Testament, beloved, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosperous. I believe what is happening going into this new year in 2025 is the Lord is dealing with the soul condition. He is dealing with the soul condition of the church. He is dealing with the soul condition of nations, including our nation, including other nations in North America, nations in Europe, in the Middle East. He is dealing with the soul condition of very corroded and tormented soul condition of some of these nations. And that is why you see this immense changing of the guard that is happening. There is upheaval in England right now. One of the greatest scandals to come out of England is happening real time. We're probably going to talk about that tomorrow, because this is all happening because that changing of the guard at the appointed time God has determined has been released in the realm of the spirit. It has gone into the natural, into the nations of the earth, and we see this. But I also believe the Lord is dealing with the soul condition of his people. What do I mean by that? That in our soul, we have wounds. We have things that have happened to us from childhood. We have traumas. We have issues that affected us when we were young that can play a part in shaping how we act in relationships now, how we communicate, what we do, our disciplines. And I truly believe the Lord is going in and healing this year many of these soul wounds, and these soul wounds from going back to when we were children, and these soul wounds from relationships, soul wounds in marriages. The Lord is coming in with his healing balm. He is the great physician. He is Jehovah Rapha, and he is healing the soul condition of his people, because when the soul does not prosper, the body and the life cannot prosper. They are connected. And there is no way to unconnect them. Beloved, I wish above all you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So for the soul to prosper, then you would prosper. You would be in health. You would see various things bloom in your life. You would see the fruits of the spirit heavily blooming in your life. You would be bearing good fruit because the soul is the soil. The soil condition has to be right It has to be tilled. It has to have the right amount of nutrients for something to flourish, take anchor, and grow in it. We want our soul to be tilled by the Lord and have the right conditions for wonderful things to grow. Because when we have these soul wounds, when we have these dry, brittle areas in our soul, going back to childhood, going back to past relationships, going back to traumas that have happened, it leaves an open door for the enemy. And it also leaves an open door to shape our personalities in ways that God may not desire. And many of us develop protective mechanisms in order to protect our emotions, to protect our minds, to protect our lives. We start developing these protective mechanisms, and our confidence, hope, and trust and security should be in Almighty God. It should not be in the things of this earth. It should not be in man. Man is a tool in the hands of an infinitely powerful God. God is not subject to the systems of this world. The systems of this world, the church, the economic system, the global system, the nations of the earth are all subject to him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is his footstool. So therefore, our security, our hope, our reliance should be in the Lord. We have a father that owns cattle on 1,000 hills. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. We have a father that is the creator. He speaks and it is. So we have to understand that for those things to come and see those things grow in our lives, the Lord has to deal with our own soul condition. And I believe this year the Lord is breaking the chains off of many of these souls that have been not only tormented, but have been bound up by what has happened to them during childhood. These people, what has happened to them in relationships, the traumas that have happened to them. God is delivering his people from these things this year. The healing balm of the Lord is going upon these areas of the soul, restoring them, healing them, setting people free, lifting that burden off of them, breaking that heavy oppressive yoke so God's yoke can go on, because his burden is light. The yoke of God, his burden is light. And so I believe this is what we are going to see happen this year. So prepare your heart and prepare yourselves to receive that healing. Don't lock it out. Don't build a wall and shut out God. Walls are great for borders. Don't build a wall that shuts out Almighty God from coming in and dealing with the very things that are holding you back from walking in the fullness of what he has for you. This year, there's going to be promotion for many people. This is a year of promotion we're walking into. So because we're walking into that, God has to deal with these things now so they do not become a snare. They do not hold us back. They do not make an issue. So I just want to encourage you to pray, to seek the Lord, to be in the word, to prepare your hearts, and to know and trust and confidently rely on Almighty God that he is the restorer of our souls, and that he also coming into this year wants to heal your souls and prepare you, because this is a year of promotion. God bless everybody. Happy New Year. We love you here at Ark of Grace. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.